Blog Talk Radio.
Well, you just tuned into Blog Talk Radio, and this is Talk to Me, hosted by the one and the only, the most fantabulous, loveliest, wealthiest, and most jubilant sister in the world. And I'm going to add resilient to that, because by the grace of God, I am sitting here about to do this segment with you. I am the producer of the Star is Born Talent Events, Talk to Me Media, and the founder and president of Diamonds in the Rough, Finding the Spirit in Me. Our motto is standing firm on the promises of God. I want to thank everybody for tuning back in to Talk to Me World and listening and supporting us. If you just started supporting us and listening, God bless you too. But for people who have been listening for the past 6 years, kudos. I'm going to give you some snaps right here. Thank you so much. You know, sometimes send me an email. You know, Instagram me, Facebook me, tell me what you think and how you like it. I mean, I know it must be beneficial to somebody if we're at the 10,000 mark. So, you know, it's reached a lot of people, but I want it to grow. I want it to continue to reaching more people. And if you have any ideas, suggestions, or if you would like to be interviewed on this radio broadcast, please call me. It's $35 to $200. And also additional fees for MP3s to be played if you have commercials or if you have songs. If you have a business, if you're an entrepreneur, if you're a pastor, if you're a minister, if you just have something to say about a certain topic or what's going on in the community or society, please give me a call. If you want to sing, give me a call. We just had last time we were on the broadcast, we had Carolyn Smith. Carolyn Smith is 17 years old from Bridgeport, Connecticut. She was the new 2016 Star Diamond winner for Star is Born 8 Watch and Wait. Thank you so much, Kiki, for that title. Because as I was sitting down contemplating, Lord, I know the message you want me to come from at the beginning of the year, but I just couldn't quite figure out which title I wanted to choose. So I just want to thank my longtime girlfriend, Kiva Vanderpool, for helping me with that title. In any case, God bless you. We are talking about living, laughing and shining and loving. I do want to touch, though, on what's going on in the community. Excuse me, because this is really, really just blatant disrespect and overt ignorance and just injustice right in our face. What's going on across this country with our black men and some of our black women, a majority of us African Americans, and with a sprinkle here and there of Hispanics and people of other cultures. But primarily, we are being targeted. And this is not nothing new. This has been going on for generations. The thing is that people didn't walk around with cell phones recording things before. So now we have it. We have it on film. We got it on video, Snapchat, YouTube, you name it. Facebook is showing us what is going on. It's showing us how we are just really being taken out and unjustly treated. And when we are pulled over, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying it happens all the time everywhere, but this is definitely something that is far beyond my grasp and many people that I talk to about what has been going on in the community. And so we want our children to be able to grow up, to be able to live and laugh and shine. We want them to live long enough. We don't want our brothers and sisters and our cousins dead in the street or dead because the cop had a bad day and he pulled someone over and he decided he was going to shoot up everything in the car, you know, because of a broken taillight. Come on. This right here is just beyond any comprehension. There is no justice when you see these videos. It must be upsetting. If it doesn't upset you, something is wrong with you. I don't care what color you are. And especially as a Christian, this is not right. And I get upset every time I see one of those videos. I have taught on this subject. I have showed videos to the youth. I have encouraged boys that are African American to please use wisdom if they were to get pulled over once they begin driving. I mean, done everything in my power to try to shed some light so that you can live long enough to tell the story and, if need be, take that person to court, get yourself a lawyer, and do what you got to do. And my pastor Green, was just touching on this yesterday, too, because it's like an epidemic of what is being shown and what is being and it would be an outrage and a cry out to the government and whoever the higher-ups are to try to change laws more so. And they would be pressed in doing it if these were not people of color. And I believe that, and I know I'm right, but I'm going to say it because it's my show. So if you are in a position to help somebody, to show them a better way, to even be in, you know, give some workshops to the people in the police department, I really think mental health evaluations need to be mandated across this country, because what's going on is ridiculous. It is outrageous, and this is the only country, we're supposed to be the wealthiest, we're supposed to be the most educated, but yet and still, we have more homelessness, more travesties and killings across this country than many other countries outside of the United States, which I don't get. So something has to change, and I'm hoping that the CEO and founder of the UPN can really give us his thoughts and his feelings and maybe a solution that he has thought about or some way that we can get to the solution. And also we're going to be talking to him about what he does. I just want to go over some scriptures really quick because we're losing a little bit of time, and hopefully my phone will not die. This phone is not staying charged, but I'm going to do my best, okay? So I'm laughing right there. One thing I love to do is laugh. I'm a jokester. If you are close to me, you know that. I've always been that way since I was a little girl, and I learned that to get out of some behind whoopings from my grandmother, because I realized they like to laugh too. All I had to do was make them laugh, and I wouldn't get as many whoopings as I could have got. So I had to learn quick. But it says in Job 8:20-21, behold, God will not cast away a perfect man, neither will he help the evildoers, till he fill thy mouth with laughing and the lips with rejoicing. And, you know, you got to have a couple people in your life that know how to make you laugh regardless. Doesn't matter what's going on. Doesn't matter if you both were not having a great day. Just, you know, get around at least one person, have at least one person in your life that can just really, really just make you forget about everything once you talk to them. And I try to make people laugh. I remember when I was on the missions at the Union Baptist Church, and we used to go to the seniors, senior buildings, and visit some of the dying people or the sickly people or go to the hospitals. And one thing I did was sing to these people, and I tried to make them laugh so that they can forget, or at least for the moment, what they were actually dealing with. And it helps you. It's actually scientific, so look that up. In Ecclesiastes 3:1-4, it says, to everything there is a season, and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance. So obviously, there was some celebrating going on in the Bible with the people who were, who were in the Bible that was being discussed. And there was celebration. There was mourning. There was a time for everything, just like it is now. And so there's nothing different. There's nothing different under the sun. It's just a different time period. We're wearing different clothes. We have different styles. Technology, of course, has come into play. But everything is a time to be born and time to die. I don't know about you, but when I first read this book of Ecclesiastes, I thought it was the funniest thing I ever read in my life because he put it so simplistic, and it was just like, really? That simple? And I just like this book. I really do. And, we can't go through a season without that season stopping, because it's just like when you're planting something, that season ends eventually. And you have to plant more, and you have to grow those seeds, and it has to be watered after it's planted, and it has to be taken care of and nurtured and for it to grow. So if you're not nurturing anything, you're not planting no seeds, spreading the good news, never have no cheer, you never have anything good to say, you're always angry, always upset, always putting people down. You know, you really need to get out your own way. Find something that you love that you could think upon every once in a while during the day. Because I tell you, there is worse people going through worse stuff. And if I told you what I was going through right now, you wouldn't believe it, because I'm waiting to give my testimony. But I can still push through and be here to talk to you, to let you know that there is some good news and that there is a better way and that you can live. We can live. We are not put here just to go through seasons of pain, and we're not supposed to be going through seasons of complete torture. That is not love. So let me get down to love. And it says in 1 John 4:16, and we have known and believed that we have known and believed the love that God hath for us. God is love, and he dwelleth in the love. Dwelleth in God, and God in him. Okay, so it's worded differently in my Bible because I like the New Living Translation. I can't get with the these and thus and half and stuff like that, but it means the same thing. God is love, and love is charity. Love is giving. Love is hope. Love is faith. Love is enjoying your life. You cannot love, I don't care if you're married or single. You, if you, what relationship you have, it's going to come to ruin. Because when you don't love yourself, you can't love nobody else around you, not even your own child. So we got to work on loving us. That's the season I have been in as far as my personal, what God is doing within me. And so learning to love me and not allow people to infiltrate their mess into my spirit, and learning how to protect my heart and protect my mind. And so you're going to have to do that for yourself if you haven't. And maybe you do it better than me. So maybe you can call me up and teach me some things if you know how to get from one stage to the next. So we're all at different levels and we're all in different places. It says, greater love have no man than this, that a man may lay down his life for his friends. John 15:13. I cannot believe when I see on Facebook the craziness of people taping and recording. Kids in school do the same things. They're Snapchatting, recording. They're not even supposed to have their phones out. And when someone is getting beat up, someone is getting hurt, you see them taping, and no one has even trying to intervene to tell their friends to stop or to call the cops or someone to go get help. Something is wrong in this society right now. We got to check ourselves, because this is ridiculous. Back in the day, it was a village. I grew up in the village for a short time in Stanford. So it was a village. You got the best and you got the worst, because you would get your behind whooped by anybody that knew your parents or your family if you were doing wrong, because everybody was holding everyone accountable. Nobody is holding anybody accountable. These kids can do what they want. These cops feel they can do what they want to do. It's out of control. Who is going to protect the children? Who is going to protect the people who are doing right and doing the right thing? And even if you're wrong, smoking a cigarette in your own car does not constitute or validate you being killed and your head bust on the ground over and over and over again, and then a mugshot taken of you after you are already dead. That right there is definitely out of line. And the whole police department, if they were in on it, should have been fired. So, I mean, let me move on, because I really go in. And I know Jason is probably have called in already. And I just want to let you know that in my e-book, you can go to www.amazon.com/author and put in Cherie. And he hasn't called in yet. I don't know. Maybe he's just a little bit late. But if you're listening, Jason, call in to the call-in number 347-857-4843. Also, get the e-books. You can go to other KC Entertainment authors, and you can also go on there and purchase some of the books by Gene West. With from the movie Lean on Me is scheduled. We had to reschedule them from the 8th to the 29th. So God willing, they will be able to still call in. After they call in and we do that broadcast, I will be taking a break. The media will definitely continue, but all events will be put on hold until further notice. But I will continue with the radio, and I will continue with the media. Please check us out tomorrow on Channel 5 on the Make It Happen show with Pam. And we're going to be on Channel 5, or you can get it on U-verse 95 and 99 from 8 to 9 o'clock. We'll be having Tashana Perry, who was in A Star Is Born 8, as a feature. Shani Chandra Shabazz will be there as well, and she will be singing. She was a former winner a couple years ago. She is also my younger cousin, and the girl is bad. So I'm not saying that because she's my cousin. If you don't know how to sing, I'm going to tell you. So she is good. She's going to be there. She sang at the talent show and supported. Carolyn Smith will not be able to make it. Her mother has to work. And so she's not going to be able to do the show tomorrow. But we will resume, as we always do, the following year, God willing, whatever his will is. And we'll be finishing up promoting her. please, if we need your help, contribute, go to PayPal. You see the information up there. Help us out so that we can try to cover the expenses still outstanding and things that we need to promote this child. And because it takes money to make money, it takes money, and we ain't never made no money yet, but it takes money to do this in advance and to grow it and to be able to be a part of all these different things in the city, out of the city, out of the state, et cetera. So I'm going to go to a short break, and I'm going to play a little bit of Go Get Your Life Back by Donald Lawrence.
And let's be everybody.
Life. Anybody kind of know about that out there? It's all a part of life.
All a part of life.
You know I love music. And every time I hear...
Let's be everybody.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay, there we
yeah.
go. I don't know what's
cool.
going on. Maybe it's the heat messing with the electricity or something, but God is good anyway. I just want to introduce everybody to you. You are Jason V. Watts, founder and CEO of the UPN. We don't have much time left. I know you said you're up in Martha's Vineyard. So please, can you just tell us a little bit about your business?
Sure. The Urban Professionals Network is a business and social organization founded in New Haven, Connecticut. So for about 10 years now, we've been hosting events, hosting group trips, and hosting a variety of functions throughout New England. And November will be 11 years.
Wow. Wow. Yes, because I connected with you about 3 years ago because you were working on multiple things. So what is it that you have coming up? Because I think you have something this week, don't you?
Actually, we have it in next weekend. We started a day party series in Hartford, Connecticut, called Connecticut Daybreak.
Okay. Okay. Yes. Yes. I heard of that. I saw a flyer going up. I think I put it up on the show page so that people can see it. But I just want to, you know, give them your website really quick because I don't want us to run out of time. We have about 4 minutes left, so we can still talk a little bit about the topic. Mm-hmm.
Okay. The website is theupn.org, theupn.org.
And on your card, it says that you have a minority business directory, and you also do marketing of services and events, as we know. If anybody from the New Haven area, they know you.
Correct. Yeah, we do. We just launched. We're launching a small business directory. So if anyone has a business and they're looking to get more exposure, more contacts, you know, just more eyes on it, we can definitely help with that. We've also done small business consultation, and we help develop kind of marketing plans for newer businesses starting out.
Okay, great, great. That's wonderful. I definitely will be calling you. Definitely. I mean, Jerry up there, and Jerry and Kent on WNHU, they always, you know, help me out, and Lady Free, and you know, putting diamonds in the rough out there, and I appreciate that. But this would be absolutely great for people. Now we're talking about living, laughing, shining, loving. But before we get into that, what are your thoughts on what is going on across this country with the killing of so many of our black people by the cops?
It's very unfortunate. It's definitely something that I think has escalated, and it keeps escalating. So hopefully there's going to be a little more community organization to make sure that on a local level, you know, people coming together can impact those type of events happening within the community. You know, I think it's going to take a partnership between cops, the police community, and the, you know, the internal community to really see a change in that.
And do you find that a lot has been, has transpired in the area of New Haven in regards to this? Do you see that a lot there?
You know, we recently had, you know, some rallies on the New Haven Green. Fortunately, we haven't had as much incidents as, like, national attention when it comes to just, you know, African-Americans and police. But there have been some smaller incidents that have gotten a little press. But overall, I think, you know, New Haven is actually, in comparison to some of the other towns in Connecticut, I think it's pretty stable. But if you, you know, possibly go out to Fairfield County, you go out to Milford, there's issues. I've experienced issues in some other parts outside of New Haven. So I'm sure there could be things like that going on.
Absolutely. One town that I can think of that most people from Stanford can agree is not going into Darien during certain times of the night. I mean, because it depends on where you are. It depends on even in Westport. I mean, because, you know, there's chances are that you may get pulled over just because you're in an affluent area and you're driving through. You know,
yeah, and they're questioning something. Yeah, it's unfortunate, but it is true.
Yes, yes. And so you're living right now. You're a black man. You know, you're doing some great things. You're progressing, and you're helping other people to reach their potential too. So, you know, how did you get to that point where you began to live? What clicked for you, if you could let us know that, you know, in 30 seconds or less?
I really, you know, certain things that you want changed as an individual, you can either wait for the change to happen or you can be a part of the change. And I think, you know, with the Urban Professionals Network, I just wanted to be a part of the change. So I started doing things that I wanted to see, you know, out in the community, out with urban professionals throughout New England. There wasn't a lot of unity around that. So I like that my events help people come together.
Yes, yes. And, you know, you're making it happen, and you're doing it, and you're giving people a place to go that is safe where they can enjoy it on their level, because you're talking about an adult crowd, a mature crowd. So
correct.
It's a blessing. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Yeah. So, excuse me. You're out in Martha's Vineyard. You're living. Tell me what you know. Just something good that you're doing right now that you can inspire someone else, and then we're gonna have to cut it short.
Sure. Yeah. No, I'm out here on vacation, and it's my first time. So, one thing I can say to you, for the listeners, if you do have a chance or can get out there in the summertime, it's really a great place. A lot of history here. The president and his family are here for a few weeks. They're here. They're still here now. But there's a lot of African American history on Martha's Vineyard. So I would encourage folks to check it out.
And so that's a great place for people to go for the summertime. You know what, Jason? Give us your website again and how anybody could contact you in case they need help with their business.
Sure. I'll give my phone number first. Phone number is 203-444-2509. Again, that's 203-444-2509. And then the website is theupn.org.
Okay. Thank you so much for coming on. And sorry about the technical difficulties, but it happens.
Oh, no worries. Thank you.
You're welcome, honey. And hopefully we'll see each other or talk again real soon.
All right. Thanks.
Okay. All right. Bye-bye. Well, there you have it. That was Jason V. Watts, the founder, the CEO of the UPN. So catch him on theupn.org and get information so that you can grow your business, because it doesn't hurt to be around people that know just as much or more than you, that all you can do is learn and progress and, you know, aspire to be on another level. And so it's good to be around people who know what they're talking about and not just talking, but are actually doing it and have done it and who have succeeded at it. And so I love being around people like that, because that has helped Diamonds in the Rough to grow where it is. And it's still nowhere near what God has shown me. Nowhere near it. It's like a pebble on top of a big giant sheet cake. So it's nowhere near it. But God is good. I pray my strength in the Lord. Those who are Christians out there who have a clean heart, I don't want nobody crazy praying for me, and I'm gonna put that out there too. And I just want to thank people who have supported Diamonds in the Rough, who have done all they can do this year. Thank you so much to the people who have donated for the talent show and those donations to come. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, and I give you all the glory and all the praise. If you want to accept Christ into your heart, go to Romans 10:9-10, and you can actually read 9-11. And just get that in your spirit, say it out loud, and you have accepted Christ, and the blood of Jesus has washed you of all your sins. And he sees you. He knew what you were going to be before you even did it. He forgives you. It's not about what people say. It's about what God says. Thank you so much, and hopefully this music is going to play. I do want to take you out with some Mary J. Blige, Just Fine.
You know I love music, and every time I hear something hot, it makes me want to move, it makes me want to have fun, but it's something about this joint right here, it makes me want to, let it go, can't let this thing called love get away from you, feel free right now, go do what you want to do, can't let nobody take it away from you, from me, from we, flavor. If you feel it, got my head on straight, I got my vibe right, I ain't gonna let you kill it. I'm a lady, so I must stay classy. Gotta keep it high, keep it together if I want to.